And welcome to the cavern. Another hour of everything Beatles. I'm your host, Gary Ault. And this week, what we're going to do is we're going to play Ringo Starr's new album, 2012, in its entirety. It came out just a little over 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago yesterday, to be exact. And it's a short album. It runs just a little under a half hour, so we'll have time at the end to play some other Beatles songs that feature Ringo's drumming. That might be fun to play if you're a drummer, or just fun to listen to if you're if you like the Beatles. But first, we want to mention the trivia question for today. We're doing it again now because we don't want to interrupt the flow of this new album unnecessarily. So the trivia question for today, and by the way, if you want to get ready to write this number down to call in, and I'm the only one here, so be patient with me if someone else is on the line. I can't answer the phone twice. 908-852-4545. You have to forgive my, I just got my voice back a couple of days ago from my out with a certain allergy that haunted me for a few days. But anyway, the trivia question today, it's a, sort of an easy one if you're a Beatle fan, but if you're not a Beatle fan, you probably wouldn't know what this is. What is the name of the drummer that replaced Ringo Starr in 1964 for about a week on the tour that included part of the Netherlands, Scandinavia basically, and it went through part of Asia and to Australia, and he played about 8 gigs. What is the name of the drummer, and why did he have to replace Ringo? So, we're going to begin the new album from Ringo Starr, 2012, which opens with the track Anthem.
We know what to do. If I could be shot like an arrow.
crowd will roar, them bones will crack, and you'll be Samba to me. And by the calm of the sea, you gave your promise to me. We go hand in hand, backbeat of the band, footprints on the sand. Understand, I love you. It's a rough tumble, never give up. You got the stuff, we got you. We got enough. We are in love. It's a rough and tumble. Never give up. Never give up. Never give up. It's a rough and tumble. Never give up. You got the stuff, we got enough, we are in love. It's a rough and tumble, never give up. You got the stuff, we got enough, we are in love.
Take it at the station for
And that's the first number of tracks from Ringo Starr's new album, 2012. We'll continue and finish that album after these messages.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Renotis, your host for Just Jazz, WNTI's Sunday night journey into the wide and wonderful world of jazz. On Just Jazz, I play the traditional, modern, avant-garde, and Latin sounds of jazz. It's cool, it's hot, and it's always swinging. So join me, Bob Renotis, every Sunday night starting at 10 for 5 full hours of the very best in jazz, right here on 919 WNTI and WNTI.org.
WNTI support comes from Newton Health and Wellness. Located in downtown Newton, New Jersey, Dr. Kevin Shaw of Newton Health and Wellness offers chiropractic care, massage therapy, acupuncture, sauna, spa, personal fitness training, and physical rehabilitation. More information available online at newtonhealthandwellness.com or by phone 973-300-1850.
Are you ready for a wild, fun-filled comedy? Then you are ready for The Ladies' Man at Centenary Stage. Hello, I'm Carl Wallnau, inviting you to laugh out loud at Charles Morey's very funny play, The Ladies' Man, February 17th through March 4th in the Lackland Center's Sitnik Theater. Set in the golden age of Paris, a charming doctor tells one tiny little hardly noticeable lie, and soon pandemonium breaks out. The Ladies' Man will have you rolling on the floor with laughter. It's a wild and hilarious theatrical roller coaster ride with unexpected twists and turns, so hold on to your seat. Performances of The Ladies' Man are at 7:30 on Thursday, family night, and 8 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays, and 2 p.m. on Sundays. Tickets range from $20 to $25 with discounts for seniors and students. Call the box office at 908-979-0900 or order online at centenarystageco.org. Come and laugh out loud with The Ladies' Man, February 17th through March 4th at Centenary Stage.
91.9 WNTI, where great music lives.
Step lightly, you're moving too fast, take your time, boy. Soon the pain will pass in the meantime. You gotta find yourself a love that's gonna last. Lightly, things will work out fine, nice and easy. All it takes is time, please believe me. I wish this song was yours instead of mine. Now don't be angry at what I'm telling you. I'd be happy if you could see it too. But in the meantime, you gotta find yourself the love that's true to you. But in the meantime, you gotta find yourself the love that's gonna last. I told you, things don't work out fast, gotta go now. Forget about the past, but in the meantime, you gotta find yourself a love that's gonna last. Now don't be angry at what I'm telling you. But in the meantime, you gotta find yourself a love that's gonna last. You gotta find yourself a love that's gonna last. You gotta find yourself a love that's gonna last. You gotta find yourself a love that's gonna last. You gotta find yourself a love that's gonna last.
Some days are diamonds, some days days are stone. Some days we need to leave it alone. But when we look back and how far we've come, we know we're in it for the long run. The wisdom that there was wonderful. Was wonderful. Each time I see you, I feel the same. It always gets better the more we can change. No expectations, no room for doubt.
Liverpool. Music music was my goal, in my heart and in my soul and in my mind. Walking to the Iron Door on a beautiful night. Well, I knew I wanted more. It felt so right. Me and the girl, me and the band, living out fantasies. Breaking the rules, acting like fools. That's how it was for me. How was it for you? 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 Fantasies, breaking the rules, acting like fools. That's how it was for me. Me and the boys, me and the band, living our fantasies. Breaking the rules, acting like fools. That's how it was for me. How was it for you?
Ringo 2012, which is a reference to his solo album just called Ringo, released about 40 years ago. And we heard from the top, we heard Anthem. And by the way, all these songs are written by Ringo, one by himself and the others with someone else, unless otherwise stated. We started off with Anthem, then we heard Wings, which is a re-recording of a song that was originally released on his Ringo the Fourth album in 1977. And then we heard Samba, and we heard after Wings, we heard Think It Over, which is a cover of a Buddy Holly song. And then we heard Samba, Rock Island Live, which is a cover of a song written by John Lomax and made popular by Leadbelly, but Ringo probably heard it from Lonnie Donegan because that was a big influence on him, and he was very popular in Liverpool in the 50s. And then we heard Step Lightly, another re-recording from the Ringo album released in 1973. Then we heard Wonderful in Liverpool, and finally Slow Down, co-written with Joe Walsh. So that's Ringo 2012 in its entirety. We're going to repeat the trivia question. I don't know why I have trouble with that word. And we're going to announce the answer to it. We've only gotten one caller so far. I'm kind of surprised because this is actually a pretty easy question if you know anything about the Beatles. In fact, I think this was mentioned in the anthology show, one of those three shows that aired years ago and is on VHS now and DVD. I'm dating myself. But the trivia question is, what is the name of the drummer who replaced Ringo on their Australasian tour, which actually started in Denmark, but then it continued through a couple of other countries and on its way to East Asia and Australia? The name of the drummer that replaced Ringo for 8 shows that spanned 10 days, and why did he need to replace Ringo? So after these messages, we're going to hear some songs that are just kind of fun to play if you're a drummer, or fun to listen to if you just love the Beatles and you love good drumming. So this is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College.
Hi, this is Helen Forster. We've got a fabulous show for you this week featuring Big Ed Todd and the Monsters, a bunch of great guys we've known for a number of years who have a great sound, newcomer Nicole Atkins, and the winner of the Achievement Award this week in E-Town.
Wednesday evening at 9 on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
WNTI support comes from the Mayo Center for the Performing Arts, presenting Grammy Award-winning blues band, the Robert Cray Band, with special guest Shamika Copeland. Thursday, February 23rd, 8 p.m. The Mayo Center is located on South Street in Morristown, New Jersey. Tickets and information available at mayoarts.org or by phone 973-539-8008 with the Robert Cray Band and Shamika Copeland at the Mayo Center.
You can find out what is going on in the world of WNTI by visiting us on Facebook. Like us and be the first to know about what's happening at WNTI, from news about your favorite WNTI programs to photos of recent WNTI events. You can even share what you think about the great music here on WNTI. So check out WNTI on Facebook today, or for the direct link to the page, go to WNTI.org.
All right, we're going to carry on now with The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles, with some more songs that have to do with Ringo because they feature his great drumming. And they're actually fun to play to if you're a drummer. And if you're not a drummer, they're just fun to listen to. And the reason I picked the first one, I happen to be a drummer, sort of, kind of. I play more guitar and piano, but I used to play drums at least. And the reason why I love this one is it's very simple, but Ringo uses a very heavy, every time he hits the crash cymbal, he uses the bass drum with the crash cymbal. I don't know if he's probably not the first one to do that, but he certainly sort of pioneered that sound that creates kind of an explosive, kind of a very percussive sound. And then the other thing he did was he used the crash cymbal as a ride cymbal. Now, the difference between the two is that a ride cymbal has got a ping, kind of a trebly, kind of a ting, ting, ting kind of a sound, very pleasant sound that you would kind of play to the beat. Whereas a crash cymbal is for accents, and it has a big wash, a big kind of sound. So we're going to play Revolution.
You say you want a revolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. Tell me that it's evolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world.
But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out?
Don't you know it's gonna be
alright? Alright. Alright. Say you got a real solution. Well, you know, we don't love to see the plan. You ask me for a contribution. Well, you know, we all do what we can. But if you want money for people with minds that hate, all I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait.
Don't you know it's gonna be
all right? All right. All right. Institution. Well, you know, you better free your mind instead. But if you go carrying pictures of Chairman Mao, you ain't gonna make it with anyone anyhow.
Don't you know it's gonna be
all right? All right.
Making me feel that. He just wrote it like that. When you're listening late at night, you may think the band are not quite right, but they are. They just play it like that. It doesn't really matter what chords I play, what words I say, or time of day. It is as it's only a long song. Nobody there. And I told you there's no one
And that was Only a Northern Song from Yellow Submarine. And before that, we heard, let's see, we'll start off with the top of that set. How about if we do it that way? We started off with Revolution from Past Masters Volume 2. Continued on with She Said from Revolver. And then we played, of course, the famous drum solo, The End, from Abbey Road. Perhaps the most famous drum solo ever. Again, we finished with Only a Northern Song, all songs that are fun to play. And that last one goes out to Bob in Newton, a good friend of the station who plays his drums to the show every Wednesday night. Now we're going to break for a couple of messages. This is WNTI 91.9, where great music lives, and we're going to carry on with some more Ringo drumming.
WNTI support comes from the Mayo Center for the Performing Arts, presenting the Soul Rebels and Brother Josephus for a Mardi Gras party, Saturday, February 18th at 8 p.m. The Mayo Center is located on South Street in Morristown, New Jersey. Tickets and information available at mayoarts.org or by phone 973-539-8008 for the Mardi Gras party with Brother Josephus and the Soul Rebels Brass Band.
WNTI support comes from Panther Valley Pharmacy and Gifts, located on Route 517 in the Panther Valley Mall in Alamuchi, New Jersey. Panther Valley Pharmacy and Gifts is open 7 days a week and accepts all insurance plans and offers local delivery of prescriptions. They also offer a selection of Solgar vitamins. More information available by phone 908-852-8818.
And before we carry on with more Beatles, Chris from Sparta got the trivia question right. Jimmy Nickel was the drummer that replaced Ringo. He was unknown before that and continued to be unknown after that. In fact, he gave up on music altogether not too long after that. He joined a tour in Copenhagen, Denmark on June 4th, 1964, played 8 shows, including a couple in Holland, you know, Hong Kong, a couple in Adelaide, Australia, until Ringo rejoined the group on June 14th, 1964. The reason that Ringo had to be replaced was because he had tonsillitis. So Chris was correct in saying that it was Jimmy Nicol and that Ringo was sick. And oddly enough, it wasn't until December of that year, just about a month before the Beatles... I was about a month before they went on Ed Sullivan, but it was about a year later, 11 months later. But anyway, he finally got his tonsils removed in early December 1964. So we're going to carry on now. We're going to get back. and we are unfortunately running out of time. I hate to show disrespect by interrupting the Beatles that way, but we're running out of time, and it went way too fast tonight. I'm not sure how in the world that happened, but that's another week of The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles. I'm your host, Gary Ault. You're listening to 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and what we have planned for the coming weeks, we're going to be playing some of the individual Beatles. It's not necessarily just their solo material, but their Beatles material, looking into the how Paul developed as a songwriter, how John developed as a songwriter, their instrumental abilities, all kinds of different things that we're going to explore in the weeks ahead, and as well as we're going to cover some of their solo material. So once again, I'm your host, Gary Ault, and this is 91.9, where great music lives.
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.
91.9 WNTI.
Public radio from Centenary College.
Where great music lives.